have a new guy in town gets cash for lunch by Bank of America. It's 11:47 on his first day at his new job. He can still hear his friends back home.
Hey, good luck out there, Mike.
As he finishes unpacking, he gets excited. New home, new office, new places to grab some good pizza. But his bank is new, too, and he needs to find an ATM before he can eat. So he goes to bankofamerica.com, enters his new zip code, and clicks on search. He hits print and removes a page of ATM locations from the printer. But the printer calls him back for a second page and then a third. Yes, Mike, there really are that many Bank of America ATMs. So you don't have to pay fees to other banks to get your own money. And yes, Bank of America has more ATMs and bank locations than any other bank. Welcome to Bank of America, Mike. Bank of America, higher standards, official sponsor of the 2004 U.S. Olympic team. Member FDIC.
This 4th of July, you can create fireworks with paint at America's first choice for paint, tools, and techniques, the Home Depot. Discover the revolutionary Color Solution Center, a complete resource for painting ideas, where you can mix and match from the largest color palette in America. Only the Home Depot has it. And right now through July 5th, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans of quality Glidden Evermore paint and Bear paint stains and waterproofers by mail-in rebate. You can also take some of that color outside with the Home Depot's large selection of healthy shrubs and plants and beautiful flowers. Stop by right now and get 1 gallon perennials for only $2.38 each. Vibrant colors, brilliant solutions, one place. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offers valid through 7504 in U.S. Home Depot stores. Paint offer by manufacturer mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Today on Success Stories.
I made millions working 1 hour a day.
I lost 80 pounds without dieting.
I made my business more productive and saved money. With Verizon Freedom for Business with DSL.
How do you do more and spend less?
Our business DSL downloads fast, so we get more done in less time.
For less money?
Yep, with unlimited local, regional, and domestic long-distance voice calling for one low monthly price, we talk more without paying more.
So what's the catch?
No catch, just a better way to work.
For online power and unlimited calling that help you work better, get them together and all on one bill. Just call 1-877-425-CALL for Verizon Freedom for Business with DSL. In Maryland and Washington, D.C., and see what you can save.
Freedom, freedom.
Call 1-877-425-CALL today. Verizon. Make progress every day.
Services by Verizon and its affiliates. DSL service requires 1 year contract. Early termination fees apply. DSL speeds not guaranteed. Other terms and restrictions apply.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Let me guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just Aww.
Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, who hasn't had that phone call before?
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to the best of Don and Mike nationwide via the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, Joe Artinger, and you don't want to miss today's show. It's jam-packed. Just a little, some Amsterdams for you, everybody. Anyway, let's get back into the best of. Chris Titus visited the show a few years back. Now, I wonder what happened to that guy. He's a very talented and funny guy, and you're going to hear it now on the best of Don and Mike.
Here is Chris Titus. Hello, Chris.
Chris Titus. Christopher Titus. Chris Titus is something you get vaccinated for.
Right.
Chris Titus. See, yeah, we were discussing that yesterday, the name Titus.
I got another one. Elephant Titus is one we forgot.
That's my sister's name. I have my second kid, Heppa. All right, off to school to be ridiculed. Let's go.
You win, Heppa. Heppa's the best.
Christopher Titus has a show on Fox, and I saw a tape of the show, and I'll tell you why I liked it. Because your family on the show. It's based on your real life family,
thanks,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy's family in real life is more effed up than my family is.
That's not possible.
No. I you think so?
Yes.
Well, my mom did shoot and kill her last husband, so.
See, he wins.
True. Yeah, exactly. I say last husband because you don't get another one after that. Yeah, they take you out of the wish book at that point. It's just a hard personal ad to get answered. Wanted loving, caring man who can take a bullet.
Tell us about your real family and how you incorporate them into your new Fox show.
I did a show called Norman Rockwell's Bleeding. First of all, I was a stand-up for like 16 years, and I really, you know, you ever notice when you go to the store and there's something that we all notice, and that's why it's funny, not because it's really funny a joke. It's just...
Sure.
So anyways, so what happened was, about 11 years in, I just started, I call it growing a tumor on my soul. I really started to hate the audience and hate myself, and I just want to quit. This sucks. Yeah, ha-ha, laugh, bastards. I mean, it was just really... I just got really bitter about it.
It's an angry business to begin with.
Especially to be funny. You know, that had to, so I had a friend of mine who's also my agent, which is a sentence you never hear.
Right.
Took me aside and said, he said, who is that happy guy? You get on stage, and I just started writing about my mom's mental illness. Because my mom...
What? That's funny. Your mom's mental illness. That's funny.
We all had these, but it didn't work like this. Hey, you ever notice when we all have moms in the mental hospital? See, it didn't
silence,
work.
Silence, you know. Yeah, my mom's not mentally ill.
Right. So he took me aside and said, he goes, first of all, I don't know that happy guy. You're intense. You're like, and so I changed my act. I wrote this bit called We Need Comedy to Get Rid of Our Desire to Kill, just to show him it wouldn't work. And at the end of this bit, it's 2 minutes long about the worst day you could have. And at the end, I'm stabbing my boss in the chest with a letter opener and screaming, I just need a good laugh. And the audience, I did it knowing that it was going to eat it. I did it knowing this is going to suck and the audience is going to hate it. And I did it in L.A. at a club called Igby's. And at the end of it, the audience burst into applause. They went nuts.
Really?
So my instant performer fear kicked in, and I went into my old act. Hey, that was goofy. Let's try some other stuff. And they stopped. They just went, now you're lying to us. We hate you. And I really understood that, you know, the only way you can really be funny is to be yourself. So I started writing about my mom's mental illness, and I started talking about it like I did. And that turned into a show called Norman Rockwell is Bleeding. There's no stand-up in it. It's just stories about my family. But I got busted on television for drunk driving.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did.
Tell
us about that.
More, Titus. Get it.
Your mom, is she the only one in your family that's mentally ill? I'm just checking.
Yeah, only documented.
Documented?
Just documented.
But your dad is screwed up too, right?
In a weird way, yes. Yeah. Stacey Keach plays my dad in the show. My dad's been divorced. He's actually on his sixth wife right now. He's been married. Yeah. They actually approved him for a marriage license gold card, which is pretty cool. I now pronounce you man or wife. Sign there, please. A lot of them copies yours.
So, no, come on. Enough with the jokes. How screwed up is your real family?
My dad has been divorced 5 times.
So, no, that's not a joke.
My mom's in and out of mental institutions. She shot and killed her last husband.
There is tremendous comedy potential there.
What? That's fantastic. I swear to God, that's fantastic. See, that makes my story look like nothing.
And I would think that, you know, when you see so many shows, as you know, the dark comedy, as it's called,
right.
You can draw, obviously, on your personal experiences, and you don't have to write comedy. You just write your real story.
Yeah, that's what happens. I would just write out what happened. A lot of people ride their stuff. We became a nation of victims, and we all that. You know, the show's about getting rid of all this stuff or seeing it from a different angle, because I got to say, if I blame my parents for all my pain in life, you know, my life is so bad. I have to go, but I have a TV show. Thanks, Mom and Dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You got to give credit if you're going to give the blame.
Yeah, you're getting right. So,
sure.
And your show is funny. The tapes that I've seen, it's really funny. It's not like the normal crap on television with a guy ringing the bell. Honey, wow. I'm home. I saw the episode where your mom escapes from the mental institution.
Comes home and cooks dinner.
She comes home and cooks dinner, and you go after her with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't beat her with a bat, but you're standing there holding the bat.
I'm not attacking. I'm protecting myself.
Right. Right, because he's afraid because his mom has broken out of the mental institution
right. And
is making him Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Well, mom, to make up, it's not even Thanksgiving.
Right.
But mom, to make up for all the stuff, she's broken into my house, my girlfriend and I, and she's broken into the house and cooked this beautiful dinner. And then she uses her medication to drug us and tries to kill Dad. It's just basically a big setup.
It's fantastic.
Funny. Come on, people.
I'm telling you, I loved it. I really did.
Wow,
I
that's
really
great.
Did.
Thanks. You guys have an attitude. I've been listening about this thing. I'm like, ooh, they like me.
You're catching us on a good day. We're having a very interesting day today. This is a very nice little break from that.
See if you can work my family into your show.
Give me the worst story.
True facts. My brother and I were adopted, and my mom and dad hid that from us. When we found out, when we were 30, My mom and dad estranged themselves from us. My mom sent me all my stuff in a box and all my baby pictures and stuff.
Wait, she sent you all your... She like here, look, we're done.
Yeah, they just cut me out of their life. Then we found out... But wait.
Now we're laughing.
We found out that my uncle...
What are you, like Elise?
My uncle...
Yeah,
the mileage is up.
Here's the paperwork.
My uncle, the guy I think is my uncle, is really my brother. Because my mom gave birth to him and gave him to my grandma to raise.
And then she adopted two other kids.
Yes. And after all this happened, after they kicked me out of their lives... They still, to this day, screw with my brother who lives in Wisconsin, and he calls the show all the time. The most recent thing they've done is hire a private investigator to follow him around and to follow his girlfriend around. My mom slapped my brother's girlfriend on the street. My brother took my mother to court. My brother got a restraining order against my mother. And then there's my Aunt Lola, who made out with me in a closet.
Okay, now that's your problem. You know, takes two. You know, it's Lola and you.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But that's...
Hello, Ellie.
This is why I loved your show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get on our show, and I vent about how screwed up my parents are. My brother calls up with my mom, says, you won't believe the latest thing about it. I watch your show, really, I feel good about myself. I don't feel so bad.
Well, like I said, so many people just write, see, you're actually using it to your advantage. You're making money off the pain, which is good. You gotta do it. Get on the air, make some money off the pain. But we all have that one friend, when you sit around telling stories, we'll tell the same lame-ass, tired story about his life. Yeah, man, when I was a little kid, you just want to go, hey, stop. First of all, because... We know the story. We've heard it. And second of all, we all feel really bad that, you know, when you were a little kid, the Scoutmaster rubbed your butt at the overnight jamboree. Right? But you're 30. Climbing off the cross, use the wood to build a bridge and get over it.
How did you get this show? How did you sell the Fox people on this show?
2 years ago, I had another deal with Fox. And what they did was, networks have a tendency to do this. They will take a comic and they will go, we love you. You're funny and you write good stuff. And go get in the isolation booth and we're going to write you a script. And so all of a sudden you have, and that happened to me on the first deal, and the show ended up being about that was, hey, the writer goes, all right, Titus, you're dating these twins, and you never know which one you're dating at any time, and you got this Latino buddy who's always screwing things up for you, and I'm just like, ah, stop!
And how do you do that? How do you get that creative control? How do you wrestle that away from the suits when you
take a lot less money.
Yeah.
You just go, you don't pay. Well, that's what happened. So the second deal, they saw Norman Rockwell. First of all, my act, once I learned that I could be myself, I kept pushing it. Like, as much as the happy guy was BS. And audiences know, the weird part about audiences is I found in comedy clubs is that one-on-one, no one will know you're lying, but that collective conscious, they don't know it consciously, but they actually will stop laughing at you if you're lying to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that happy guy, hi, that guy was a lie.
Right.
And then when I pinged myself, I pushed the anger to a point where it was over the top, and I actually had some people leave a couple nights at clubs, and that was BS, too.
So you were too angry? Is that what it was?
I went way too angry. Oh, yeah. At one point,
just like the idea. I would have loved to be in the audience when people were walking out because you were too angry.
It wasn't a lot of people, but it was
I dig that, you know?
Yeah, it was to a point where people were just like, you scared the hell out of me. I had a club owner say, you just scared the hell out of me tonight.
I'd love that.
So am I coming back?
Do you have any tapes of that show when people... I'd love to see that.
I do have some.
People in the second row and say, I mean it!
Yeah.
And then they get up and leave. We're leaving now.
These people from Fox who greenlight all these shows with the crap you're talking about with a guy dating twins, that's the crap that they put on TV.
Well, it wasn't Fox, it was a different studio, and I actually fired the writer in front of a big meeting when I can't do that. You know, I go, you suck, you're fired! And then Rich Franks, the president of the Television Association and president of the studio at the time, C3, looks at me and goes, you can't do that. And so, oh, sorry. Well, I'm leaving, and I walked out.
So how did you sell the people at Fox on this show about your family?
They came and saw Norman Rockwell was bleeding, and they actually, 2 years earlier when they'd signed the deal, I had found the place where it was real, and we cut out all the stand-up from it. It wasn't stand-up anymore. It was just stories, and they said, we'd like to make it a show, but we don't have any faith in it. Here's a little bit of money, but you can have a lot of creative control. And Jack Kenny and Brian Hargrove, they've written over 100 episodes of television, worked on Caroline in the City and other shows, which when you say that, you go, well, Caroline in the City, how is
this sucks.
But they were soldiers on those shows. They weren't the head guys.
Okay,
so they
I gotcha.
Were, you know, there was a guy in charge going, hey, write crap.
So when they give you very little creative control at the beginning, I mean, they give you total creative control and they pay you less money. If the show explodes and becomes a huge hit, Do you still not get money, or do they still get the get to screw you that way, or because you have had more
career? Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. See, that thing, you know, it's funny. Hollywood is such a business where everybody's your buddy.
Right.
You know, everybody's your friend. Hey, we love you. No, you don't. If you make money, you love me. And I get that. I really get that. And I'm okay with that. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll make a really funny show as good as we can do it and make you guys some money. And, you know, and that's business. That's just business. But everyone, there's this other element that everyone needs to be taken care of. Actors need to be taken care of. But I did stand up for 15 years, man. I used to get picked up at the airport by the opening act in a Chevette with one seat, so I'm just happy to be working.
What is your time slot for the show?
8:30 Monday nights after that 70s show. We're going on March 20th, and they give us a spot after the Simpsons on that Sunday. They're going to rerun.
Oh, great!
Oh, no, that's not.
Well, that means they have faith in you, though. I would think if they give you that cherry time slot at the beginning, they say, hey, this has potential here. You got to you probably do have some real friends at the network. Yeah. I would think,
or they just got nothing else.
Which is
entirely possible.
All right.
So your mom and dad. Are you in contact with them now that you've based your TV show on them?
Well, me and my dad used to get in fist fights and stuff. Me and my dad would like duke it out. You know, fighting your dad's not a fight. Fighting your dad is just. I used to look at my dad across from him and go, what the hell does he do? You know, look at him, just couch corner out the back of his head, bet I could kick his ass. But I didn't realize he was just resting up. I remember I used to wake up the next morning to an EKG machine beeping, dad leaning over me, not going to do that again, huh, idiot? But now, it's funny, oddly enough, now that I've dealt with all this stuff on stage, is that now we're buddies. You know, we hang out. We don't fight anymore. You know, now we'll hang out all weekend, and on Sunday he'll pick a guy and we'll beat the crap out of him together.
Did you get any help to do this? Besides your purging on stage, did anybody, did you go to outside, day and age of therapists, did you go to see anybody to help you?
I have a story that's odd. Actually, my therapist was a guy named Dr. Jerry Oziel for three, mm-hmm. I went to three sessions. Dr. Jerry Oziel was, at the time, was also treating the Menendez brothers.
Now, is that a joke? You serious?
No, that's dead serious.
Okay. I almost had the water go up the nose on that one.
I have canceled checks. And I would sit there, and I would tell him these stories, you know, except I was going from the pain side. I was going, my dad, my mom, and he would go, well, what do you think about that? I go, well, I don't know. You know, it's just I'm thinking about it. Yeah, good, Christopher. Let that go. What do you think? Oh, but then. Good. So at the third time, what do you think? And I was just like, let that out. Oh, he told me I was dysfunctional. I said, you know, I'm paying you $150 an hour. I want to know what the hell you think. And he said, you're dysfunctional. And I said, what does that mean? Well, you don't function correctly. Duh. So I kicked him in the groin as hard as I could. Well, now you don't function correctly. And what do you think about that? And I never went again. And I started writing all this stuff about my mom on stage and doing it on stage. And it's weird. I had like 300 people a night group therapy where they were laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was the first couple times I did the mom stuff, I really got emotional. Like I was going to cry on stage. And then about the fifth time, I was like, well, how can I make that funnier?
And it was gone. And all of a sudden,
there was no pain involved anymore. And when I tell the story about mom killing the guy, my mom took her own life, you know, and I've dealt with that for a little while. And it's like, you kind of, people just go, like you just did. You give them
I reacted the same way.
Oh,
you said that, and it's like, you have that momentary beat. And then, how do you deal with that on stage when you talk about your mom's suicide?
Well, it is what it is, you know. I mean, a lot of comics won't mind the mom suicide vein of comedy that I will go to. but it's not funny in essence, but what happened that around the situation was pretty funny, and
right.
How people get emotionally. And that's what we want to go for the show. We really want to go to a real emotional place, not just a bunch of people in an office going, hey, stupid shirt, idiot. You know, sitcoms have gotten so bad, so we actually set the bar at All in the Family. We want to actually bring that stuff in and rock an audience a little bit.
Excellent.
Because you take them to a dark place where they're scared, the next laugh is huge because they want to get away. Please let me out. Here's a joke. Thank you.
Absolutely. I love that attitude. That's great. I'm excited about this.
This show is a friggin' smash. Great. It really will be.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Wow. Knock on wood. You know, four and out. I'll be on the phone with you guys. Yeah, nice job. Yeah, you guys pumped action, too.
then we'll have to leave the comedy club, you know, since we can't handle it.
Just get the phone number from our producer. When your show's a hit, call us. Just promise
to
call us.
I promise.
I'm telling you, I've seen it, and it is a friggin' smash.
Wow.
It'll be great. Release. Like, get out of here now.
You guys are good. I'm tearing up. Stop it.
Christopher Titus is going around about
bigger guys. Fish to fry today.
I appreciate it. Get those Wichita people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good
luck
great.
With the show. Fantastic. Right,
Christopher Titus. That show is funny as hell.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. I really am.
Those tapes are good.
Where'd you get those tapes?
From Fox.
Oh, really?
They're up on the desk upstairs.
Oh, great. Okay.
It's the prep work, man.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay. I'll have to take a look at those next time we have a guest coming in.
I just put it on for 5 minutes today.
Okay.
I didn't watch the whole show.
Okay.
I just watched the part where he's
That's
going
right.
after his mom with a baseball bat.
That's okay.
Bat.
No problem.
Okay. They're just on the desk upstairs.
Okay. All right. And next time, just you know, if we get tapes, we have a guest coming in. It's just nice. I'd love to talk about the fact that
so
I'm
sorry we
show.
Had we had it a meeting today with Alan. And
it'd be
the tapes
wonderful.
Were up there. I'm sorry.
It'd be wonderful.
Okay.
It'd be nice.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not saying anything.
Sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Well, no, you just did.
I just said.
Sorry.
I didn't know.
Sorry.
I didn't know.
Sorry.
There we are.
Okay. All right. There we are.
Well, that's what's all this then?
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Ron and Fez Show.
I'll bash your head in with a brick.
Don't do that.
I want to be the kind of friend who's there for you.
Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, God, I am in hell.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Now Applebee's has a service that lets you make dinner just by making a call.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, little darling.
Applebee's Carside to Go is here. Get all your favorite foods delivered straight from our kitchen to your car.
Let's go again once more.
With Carside to Go, just call in your order. When you get here, you park in a reserved spot and a server brings your food out to you. You just roll down your window.
Oh, pretty baby, I love you so.
And it's not fast food, it's Applebee's Food Fast. Take home anything from our Oriental chicken salad to a juicy house sirloin, all without ever leaving your car.
Let's go!
So try Applebee's Carside to Go. You call it in, we bring it out. At participating locations. Our new Weight Watchers menu items are also now available to go. 10 tempting new dishes, all with that great Applebee's taste. Eating right never tasted so good.
Let's go!
Hey, friends, Michelob Light is giving us a minute to
going
reflect
online?
On
you?
Rising to the occasion. Today's question is from Pete.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I are finally getting a place together.
Cohabitation. It's beautiful.
But the thing is, I sort of have a film library, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yes, yes.
I know. I need a plan.
Well, you got to give up the flicks for a while, man. There's no two ways about it. You got to make a few dinners for two, bring home some Michelob Light. Then, when the little lady's out, smuggle them in and stash them someplace where she'll never find them.
It's that easy?
Sure. Is. In fact, if you want, I'll even take the collection for a while until you can safely move it in, of course.
Wow. You'd do that?
Yes, I would, my brother. Sometimes one must sacrifice to rise to the occasion. But it's well worth it, my friend. Michelob Light. Rise to the occasion.
Michelob Light here, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
So, you like the car, Mr. Jones?
Like it. Love it, Jim. But I'm Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought your name was Jones.
Oh, well, it is, but it's also Goldberg.
But
you know what? Call me Doug, all right? Doug Johnson.
Johnson? But your license reads Throckmorton Maurice Jones.
Yeah, that's right. That's my legal handle when I'm in St. Louis, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Douglas.
Oh, so formal. Just call me Joe.
Joe?
Yeah. Joe, that's good. Joe Grimaldi, before 6. Because if someone's going to steal my identity, they got to figure out who I really am first.
Gotcha. Sir.
Trying to protect your identity? Citibank introduces Access Account. Like every account at Citibank, it's protected by Citi Identity Theft Solutions. And with no checkbook and optional online statements, there's less paper for more security. Open your Access Account today. Stop by or call 877-462-2484. Citibank. Live richly. Citibank N.A., Citibank FSB, member FDIC.
What do you think you're doing?
Going online. You?
Downloading a proposal.
Well, I'm researching a project.
Guess we have a problem.
We?
Relax, cowboys. Every computer in the house has DSL.
Sign up for Verizon Online DSL with MSN Premium and get a wireless home networking router free with $99 rebate. It lets you connect your DSL to multiple computers in your home for as low as $29.95 a month. Our best price ever.
To sign up and get your wireless router, call 1-800-PICK-DSL or visit Verizon.com/PICK-DSL and put an end to internet showdowns.
Who wants the last donut?
Guess we have a problem.
I don't think so.
Verizon. Make progress every day.
$29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. Taxes and shipping and handling charges apply. Limit one rebate per household. Rebate offer limited to Verizon residential telephone customers ordering new DSL service. 30 days of DSL service required for rebate. Home networking requires purchase of router and other equipment sold separately. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Offer expires 7/17/04.
Today on Tailpipe Diaries. The tumultuous life of a Hollywood sports car. The sports car was on top of the world. Up Sunset, down Mulholland. This was a car on the edge. Then, as the odometer turned to its 75,000th mile, the engine began to lose its well-renowned Tinseltown mojo. Until one day, it found redemption with Pennzoil high-mileage vehicle motor oil, which helped provide the protection for the cabrio's worn engine parts, prevented oil leaks, reduced excessive oil consumption, and improved engine performance. Soon, the engine was all over Hollywood again, even recording a hit rap record.
Give your engine what it wants. Pennzoil High Mileage Vehicle Motor Oil. With time release protection, helps keep engines running stronger, longer. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
www.stratford.edu. Here it is, Stratford University. Two campuses, Tyson's Corner and Woodbridge. They offer associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees. Stratford University prepares students for careers in IT, hospitality, culinary arts, and business administration. Stratford offers job placement assistance, hands-on learning, experienced individual help, wow, and reasonable tuition.
Stratford University is the perfect match for your educational needs. Whether it's undergraduate, graduate, or an MBA, Stratford University is meeting the learning needs of successful professionals. At Stratford University, they focus on the individual needs of the student with small class size and supportive atmosphere. Stratford encourages close student-to-student and student-to-teacher teamwork and the hands-on instructional